Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I can't eat spicy food because it burns my asshole.
I love Kyle. That, he'll just say shit.
You know what? But that's true when Poodle's going to have sex and I fart when I laugh. So maybe that's a gay thing.
I just like...
I've done it on video here.
I just like it. He's just like... And unprompted, we're talking about spicy stuff. He's like, I can't eat spicy food. It burns my asshole.
He does have no filter in a glorious, wonderful way. I like him very, very much. And I like that, although I'm ready.
This is a great interiors team.
It is.
Except for Tosh completely fucking around with the chef's consciousness.
Ugh. To her, not defense. It's not really a defense. I don't think she realized that Dave is clinically depressed.
No, he really is.
When you said you can't stop the thoughts in his head daily, he can only sleep 2 hours.
Yeah, Dave.
That's depression, anxiety.
They're going to have to get him off that boat.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to make this whole, we're on episode four.
You're right. I don't think she realized that he was going to be such heavy lifting to hook up with.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so...
Although, he keeps saying she agreed that we would be quiet the first week, then we would tell everyone we'd been seeing each other.
She
so
did.
So it does seem like it's more serious.
Remember the guy I hooked up with that brought over his...
The electric toothbrush?
His toothbrush and his toiletry basket?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. I think... Whoa.
I was unexpected. I was not prepared for that. But we did have skin to skin. We did.
But I don't think she was prepared for this.
I agree.
I think it kind of is like when they have... This is jumping ahead, but when she has that conversation, she's like, are you okay? And he says, yeah, I shouldn't whisper because no one can hear. She says, are you okay? He says, yeah, I'm okay. And she's like, you're scaring me. And I went, this is about to become a horror film. Because literally in a film, then his mouth would just open up and wasp would come out of it.
I think this is a no-win situation.
It is.
Because in a way, both of them combined together to make this kind of perfect maelstrom of neediness.
Yeah.
And you can say, and part of it is her guilt over cheating on her ex, mm-hmm. and his desperate need to be loved.
Yes.
And also he's completely into her.
He's completely into being loved.
And the other side of that
is... I don't even know
it's
about her, but you know what I mean? Like, she feels that.
Her response to that is to get... is like mine. Her response to that is to get annoyed and to ignore him. And that's the worst possible thing you can do.
Yeah.
So...
she's super avoidant.
It's creating this perfect storm of depression... and it's making him an Eeyore.
Yeah.
It's not... I don't see this turning out well.
He's not hot to me anymore.
No, he's not.
Because, y'all, he's not good in bed. He's too depressed right now. He might be when he feels good.
Even, it's too needy.
But no,
it's too needy.
None of us fuck good
it's
when we're
too
depressed.
Needy.
Anxiety's different. You just want to get it out.
Yeah, my anxiety is good for fucking.
Yeah.
Woo!
When Pooter's anxious, then you're going to go on. Yeah, it's going to be like Mr. Toad's
wild
ride. It's going to
be a wild ride, all right.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
Buckle up.
You must be this big to ride this ride.
He's not doing height.
It's the height when you lay down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And by lay down, y'all, he means dick.
I think they get it.
He's dick. So
this many inches to ride.
Y'all, thank you for listening to the show. Hey, go to our Instagram. Follow us at Reality Gaze Podcast. That's where you can see. I think we did in Below Deck Down Under. We were just going to post. We've officially premiered the Girth Boat song. The Girth Boat song. You can listen to that. Check out our means. We're trying to do some new stuff with Instagram, trying to do more. So
thinking about how we interchain or how we interplay with Instagram and how it works.
Yes, we have a Facebook group, but honestly, really, the Sissy Squad is kind of its own thing, and
right.
They kind of run themselves. And but so Jake and I are trying to interact more in the gram. We're pretty good with TikTok because we got Caitlin. So
yeah, we don't know how to do it, but we have someone else.
She
does
helps
it for us.
I literally texted her one time. I was like, Carl's wife, I texted her and I said, how do I post on TikTok? And then I texted my other friend. He's like, oh my God, are you serious? Because he works in social media.
Right.
And then I looked at the plus button at the bottom. I just
It's right there.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I actually knew that.
You know, the thing is about y'all, when you're called a Carl's wife, remember, or a Nigel's wife, depending on where you live.
Nigel?
But remember, we're all Carl's wives sometimes in our life.
We're all a little bit Carl's wives.
Yes, we are a little bit. Mother Poodle, when she sings Let It Be.
Let it be.
Let it be. So what's your first
Are we jumping
feedback?
In?
Yeah, because you couldn't go last time because I told you that Marcos wants to do an interview with us and you completely lost
your shit.
I lost
my mind. Yeah, you're right.
So I'll let you go first.
Let's just talk a little bit more about Tosh and Dave because I think most of this episode was about it.
Yeah, let's just do
it. I think Tosh says, this is in the moment, she says, ever since I cheated on my ex with Dave, I can't shake it because I don't want the crew to judge me for it. And so what makes all this worse is she feels, not only does she feel guilty for kind of making a questionable ethical move of fucking the chef, she also feels guilty about cheating on him. So there's no way to come back from this. This is a tainted well that they have fucked in.
Tainted love. It's why relationships that start
with infidelity
are very hard because there's so much guilt and shame wrapped up with it.
It's for both people, actually.
Yes.
Even the only way you cannot be part of that shame is if you did not know.
Yeah.
And even then, that person will sometimes still share that shame.
Yes.
And shame is just, you know. Read anything Brene Brown has ever read. Shame will destroy you, y'all. Yeah,
Brene Brown or Bradshaw's Healing the Shame That Binds You. Great book. Great book.
But
I told Poodle to read it, and then he just got into bondage. So some people might take it the wrong way. He was like, yeah, I feel shameful when I'm tied up.
Then we use pages from the book to stuff in my mouth.
Yeah, it didn't work out well. Not with Bradshaw intended.
Hey, it got me off.
No shame in that.
No shame in that. More pages.
So, yeah, I mean, it's we can just kind of talk about all through this episode, but you know, it's she's feeling this shame in it, and then later on, he says, "I'm struggling with the situation because I thought we were going to do what we said, and we're not," and that's where he said, had I known that, I would have not shared a cabin with her.
Right.
So now we go, oh. So I So this was probably even talked about before.
Yes, it seems like it was.
And then she probably is the one who talked about it.
Yeah. No, he said, this is what, she said, this is my plan.
Yeah, and he followed, like, she really is fucking him over.
She
dirty.
Stepped in it. Yeah, this is a bad, bad idea. I think this is going to, if Dave lets this drop to Captain Sandy, Tasha's not going to be around this boat much longer. Because Captain Sandy will not have this kind of shit.
I don't know how Dave... I feel like Dave would never say because of the shame.
I think you're right. Yeah. 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 He would say, I need to leave because of my own mental struggles.
Possibly.
Or something like that.
Gabriella.
Yeah.
My T-Bag, speaking of people that need to leave, let's talk about Ray Gun.
Ray Gun!
Ray Gun. So... Captain Sandy talks to her, y'all, at the beginning of this episode, and or the end of last episode.
I need a bosun really. I can trust.
Cut to Ray Gun goes to Storm
shit.
And says, yeah, the captain said you guys aren't very organized.
I might have screeched.
I was like, oh, this is where we are. Again, kind of like Ryan, you said from Below Deck, on Below Deck Down Under, Ryan, you said, doesn't take responsibility.
Yeah.
Ray Gun doesn't either. She's always, and y'all, as Captain says, Sandy says, which is true, one of the first aspects of being a leader is to take responsibility
take
for your
responsibility. Constructive but, criticism.
But then, right at the 11th hour, you put the responsibility back on them.
Exactly.
So it looks like you took the responsibility.
Yeah. The buck stops here, but not if the crew does something bad. Not for me.
Not if the crew does something bad, no. So,
but I lead my ship.
I lead my ship. But even in the deck meeting, like, did you know she's like, when Reagan had the deck meeting, she's like, so, she said, just try to be as quick as possible.
And do what you want to.
If that's
she
her
said
problem
that before.
Is nothing, again, a leader, but not to sound like Captain Sandy, but y'all, it's all about specificity.
Yeah.
It really is saying, let's do this, let's come up with a plan, let's do this and this.
And to demonstrate and to teach.
Yes.
Like if you watch any of the problem, I think one of the biggest issues of this charter season, we do have new department heads. We have a new boat. And I don't know if Ray Gun is equipped to learn a boat that quickly.
This big
and,
as well.
Yeah. And kind of teach what it needs to happen on that boat. She just expects everyone to figure it out. And it's interesting. If you watch the bosuns who've been more successful, we could say Malia's probably the biggest success story because she was very green when she started, but when she became a bosun, she's like, I will take this on, mostly because she probably says, I'm a female bosun and everyone is already thinking I can't do my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to prove them wrong over and over again. And I'm going to be the most qualified and the most, the best one out there. And, but even someone like when Eddie was in his good seasons,
I still have the hots for him.
But oh, he's such a shit though.
Oh, I do though. I need to process that.
But oh. So it's interesting, but I she's just not, I think if this was a smaller boat and she wouldn't have so many crew members, I think it could work.
She doesn't know how to manage, and even when she says, so Storm really knows more than any of us, so listen to him. And I went,
right.
That's not what you say in front of your entire crew.
No. Yeah, she's basically this whole episode, you guys, is every person on deck saying there's a crisis of leadership here. No one knows really what to do and how protocol works.
No.
Everyone is saying it.
And we see Captain Sandy texting, asking for a bosun.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's gone.
But they said there's not a bosun coming.
And she's like, what about a deckhand? So you know what's going to happen. Storm is going to get promoted to bosun.
It's a spoiler alert, but we kind of already know.
They're going to maroon Ray Gun out on a siren's rock.
And Courtney's going to come on.
Courtney!
And honestly, I think that'll probably be a pretty good crew.
Yeah. I think so too.
I'm excited to Courtney to like, I think she'll be so fun working with like two, like Kyle and Tash. I think it's going to be a whole like good dynamic.
Right. Oh, so you think even though she's going to be working deck?
Yeah, but they're still get along and talk. Yeah. I think it'll be fun because she's a party girl.
No, she's so much fun.
I think she'll be like, "Let's party."
She's also a favorite.
Yeah.
So she was definitely the most fun person.
Oh yeah,
of that
she
season.
Was fucking blitzed at the reunion. So drunk at that reunion,
just swaying back and forth,
swaying back,
drinking that wine,
kind of like smacking her. I was like, "Addie." It was great. Great.
She's good TV. We like her.
Poodle, when you can't drive, what do you take? Do you just take a helicopter?
Okay, I want to talk about this.
Why I led you into it.
You
know what? I teased because we're almost at. We're going to take a commercial and when we come back, we're going to talk about the helicopter.
I'm going to get my thoughts together.
All right. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Song Finch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Song Finch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Where did these talented Mr. Ripley motherfuckers come from?
That is exactly who he is.
He and that girl Emily too.
Oh yeah,
they're so awful. We didn't focus on a lot of the others. The one who got really drunk the first night. This is some privileged shit, y'all.
Now he's dating the older woman.
You said it first that she's older,
but
she does look older.
Who was it?
Emily.
No, but Natalia said, I don't understand an 18-year-old with a 32-year-old woman.
He's not 18.
I know, but she said like he's so young though.
I think he's a little older. I think he's like 24, 25.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, this is... he's obviously comes from money. I don't know if she does. I think she's like venture capital. Just disgusting shit.
Yeah, that whole
she's
line.
Like, I lost a bunch of stock money today.
And he goes, but you're still rich. And I went,
I'm like,
barf.
I just want to smother both of you.
Barf.
I know.
Gross.
I know. Can we leave you on an island so that the vultures can peck your bones clean? You're disgusting. But he also says stuff like, America's a shit show. I don't ever want to go back. That's why I say this is talented Mr. Ripley shit. This is like expats living the glamorous, talking about Ocetra versus Beluga and talking about things they don't even know. They're the worst of humanity, y'all.
Kind of are.
It's awful.
Kind of are.
My favorite, this just tells you who they are. Well, what are we going to do between lunch and dinner? Is the deck supposed to entertain you?
Yes.
Do we bring out a juggler?
Why don't you read a book and look at
how about a face painter?
It's harder than you think to find.
Really?
Yeah, to do it well.
Tell me you don't have experience with either looking for a face painter.
I tried it once. I was not good.
I could have told you would not be
good.
But
I'm a good makeup artist, but it's different. It's not like being a makeup artist.
I don't think there's anything in common with, yeah. I think one is art.
No, makeup artistry is art.
No, I should clarify. One is about drawing figures.
One is about bringing out features of the face.
Right.
I mean, both of them are about light and shadow, though. And, like, contouring.
Yeah, but
it's like, I'm not good at, like, taking... I'd like to paint more. I think I would be a good painter. I'd like to take classes. But I think that creating something from nothing is harder for me.
Right.
I go with, like, an image, and then I can add to it.
I just can't imagine where someone would say, you're a makeup artist, so you can be a face painter,
yeah,
too.
Not the same thing. It was when I was young, like, first moved to L.A., and I was like, I just need the money.
And they're like, can you paint a cat on my face?
I did, and it did not look like a cat. She looked more kind of like a fat squirrel. And don't get me started about my butterflies. My butterflies just looked like wilted worms.
You're like, is that a stick figure
it
on
looked
her
bad,
face?
Bad. It's hard to draw.
What made you?
It's also
because
you're drawing a picture on a three dimensional thing,
right?
So it's not a canvas. It's a fucking face.
We always had.
It made me do it because I was 22 years old or 23 years old, and I lived in Los Angeles, and I was fucking broke. And I needed the $100.
And you had a car that when you did the locks on it, it would go.
Yeah. Remember, I'd roll the window down and it'd go.
That car was such a piece of shit.
It's such a piece. It's when it was a Mazda. It's when Mazda made four, so it's shitty. But now I have a Mazda and I love it because they're a Mazda brand again. But that is the car that I got rumors started, or rumors
Lindsay Lohan stuck in.
That the CD of rumors got, y'all, I know the end.
And it just played over and over again.
It just played rumors. I'm tired of rumors started. And I was playing it loud, very, because we had just went to the Ellen show, and we got the CD for free.
Yeah.
So we were kind of hyped up, so we were listening to it loud coming home.
Right.
Because we were audience members. So it always played at like, I think the volume went up to 30, and it was always like a good 23.
What a terrible thing to be stuck. Like,
it was 2 weeks of it.
That's like Chinese torture.
8 in the morning going to work. I'm hungover. And I'm like, oh, God. Finally, one day, I thought, I don't care if I destroy. And I just hit the shit out of it, and it never worked again. But it stopped rumors.
It stopped rumors.
It did. Like, I hit it, and it stopped. And then it was like, stop. Beat. Eject CD.
Wow.
Took out the CD.
She's married now.
Really?
Yeah.
To a woman or a man?
No, a man.
Oh. She's had a journey. Lindsay Lohan. That's a journey.
I'm sure it'll work out.
Sure it will. Sure she's sober now.
I loved that MTV show when it was like her doing the thing in Ibiza. Oh,
Ibiza. You want to do a music video in Ibiza?
In Ibiza.
I can be your potential.
All right.
She's the only thing I'm looking forward to.
I'm very much looking forward to
for her on Hey.
Why is Ray Gunn always eating?
She does enjoy eating.
The crew, everybody hates her, y'all. There's so much footage of her just eating. They're literally 40 minutes away from trying to dock the boat. And she is that person that's like, oh, I know we're in a
rush. My blood sugar's getting low.
Got a lunch. Let me take a... Got to drop some kids off.
I'm starving.
Ooh, smoke break.
And the thing is, she's not grabbing food and taking it with her. She's full on sitting down... putting a napkin in her shirt.
Yeah,
like a cartoon.
Said a prayer.
She's like, she's sitting there.
Yes, like a cartoon.
She's cutting her steak.
She's actually eating a grilled cheese with a knife and fork, because why not?
With Mozart playing in the background. What a fine vintage this is.
Ooh, is this Gouda?
You're right. She's always sitting down eating.
She's always sitting down.
It's never grabbing food and running. A lot of times on deck crew, y'all, unless they're having downtime, they're like eating standing up. You see them.
Yes.
It's a very busy job.
How much time do we see Malia walking around eating
a
fucking
sandwich? She's a really hard worker, though. I'm going to be interested when you, when we get to the Hannah, the Hannah seasons, when Hannah and Malia have their little arguments, and you can tell neither one of them really likes the other. And I'm going to be interested to see what you think about Vapegate.
Okay.
When, because I know you have mostly very positive
of Malia, but I can see Malia taking out her own to get ahead.
Yep.
It's one of the reasons why
she's a narc.
It's why Captain Sandy respects
totally
because they both totally have it in them.
Yeah. And you
they're
see
both more alike than they
you
are.
You saw
different.
You see Malia in her earlier seasons pit Chef Adam and Wes against one another. Like it's ugly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Poodle, you need to smile more in your photos. That wasn't a petit bit. That was just a line that made me laugh.
I want to say, anyway, besides all the talented Mr. Ripley guests, I want to say my next one is, I don't care where it is, restaurants, religious institutions, normalize welcome shots. I think that is a great idea.
Okay.
Just gets everyone a little loose.
Yeah, I mean, you like it better than a glass of champagne?
Yeah.
I'm not a shot person. However, I think I would rather have a welcome shot because champagne, y'all, terrible for your reflux.
I agree, but here's the thing. Welcome shots are done. You don't have people.
You don't have to carry it around.
Exactly.
While you're playing. Yeah, I agree. Just do a little welcome shot.
Welcome shots.
I agree.
And you don't have to do it.
You know what? From now on our live shows, we'll give everyone a free welcome shot when they come.
Nope. That's a lot of money.
Okay. Be nice, though.
If the venue will pay for it, yeah.
Okay.
But we're not going to do it.
If we get an alcohol sponsor.
If we get an alcohol sponsor, we're doing a welcome shot.
We're still not going to do that. Do you know how much money that would be?
No. No, I'm saying it's a special shot, but you like a welcome shot, you could do it and like you don't have a ton of alcohol in it. You could even put half an ounce of alcohol in
just
it.
Just a little. It's like a little hit. We could call it poodle sphincter.
They called one of them monkey brain shots.
My brother used to do that when he'd show his balls to me and my friend Sean.
Monkey brains?
Yeah. They fall out of his underwear.
He's like, monkey brains.
Monkey brains. Speaking of genitalia, I don't know if Reagan is a lesbian. I don't know her life. I don't know if she hasn't touched or been around a lot of dicks. But lights on, lights off. Poodle and I, kind of like your Apple phone, like that weird measuring app, we can tell you 3 meters in lickety-split.
It's true.
Because when you felt of so many dicks, you know inches, millimeters.
Your depth perception in that specialty mm-hmm. works. Yeah.
I could tell you how big a dick was in that dark cave where they had to rescue all those children. That sounded bad. Adults would be in the cave, not children.
Didn't some of them die?
No, I think they all lived.
They all got out. That was in Thailand, wasn't
like,
it?
That was the whole. Yeah, that's the whole thing. I think Ron Howard just made a movie about it. Yeah. Actually,
what? Who died in the cave? There was some people who they tried to rescue and they died.
Was it the Donners?
No, that's the Donner Party.
Okay.
No, well, they're just not the Donners. They were just called the Donner Party because he was made the leader.
Oh.
Don't make me go off on another Donner Party lesson I learned about in Tahoe.
It sounds like someone probably died in a cave, though, somewhere like in Utah.
Well, that's the plot of the musical Floyd Collins, is he got stuck in a cave and the media said, oh, the man's trapped in a cave. We're going to get him out. And sadly, he never does.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Based on a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Is it a good musical?
A lot of people would say no, but I say yes. I love it.
Because y'all, Poodle's going to love it.
I took the Belvoir girls there when you're like, that is boring. I'm like, shut up, you have no taste.
He loves something where people die at the end.
Yes.
You do.
I love something that we think they're going to die the whole time. Yeah, I prefer them to die. It's better that way.
Someone's going to die because Captain Sandy hit a dolphin. Sorry, I think you were the next teabag.
This is the first time in her career she's ever hit something.
How many times did she say that?
A lot.
She wanted to let us know.
Which is weird because she spent a lot of time bumping donuts.
Okay, that was good. You've been holding on to that for
no, like, I literally just came up with it. That came from the lesbian comedy gods. I know them well.
Oh, Paula Poundstone's going, that was good.
She's alive?
Oh, never mind.
She's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. She's fine.
Okay, good. Who's a lesbian comic that died? You know what? I don't want to get into it.
Please don't.
Because I love a lesbian comic.
I know. I don't know. Who died?
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah. Apparently, Mary Alice, who we talked about, she was on A Different World, who just died recently.
Was.
Yeah, she was
she
the kind of the older, nice one with a nice smile and the soft face, who was always saying, Whitley, don't do that, Whitley.
Rest in power.
Rest in power, Mary Alice.
Yes. Do you think do you think Storm and Natalia are going to end up hooking up?
Yes. I think if they don't, I want my money back.
I think they are. Storm's a good flirt. He flirts the way you like.
He's going to, unless he turns into a complete asshole, he's going to be around for a while.
We'll see what he thinks. We'll see how, if he gets drunk with power when he's a bosun.
True. True. True that. True, comma, that.
Dave's Moroccan food looks fantastic.
He's a great chef.
He's a great chef. It's
he same. Just needs some Wellbutrin.
Yeah, when you say, I feel like crying all the time. That literally,
that is
they
what,
say he, that in the Wellbutrin commercial.
If you go to the checklist, y'all.
That's the first one.
Thoughts of self-harm, anxiety.
Literally, in the commercial, she's like, I just felt like crying all the time.
Check.
You're depressed. It's okay. Take some medicine.
Ask your doctor about Wellbutrin.
Y'all, if you are depressed,
go to your doctor and ask for some meds.
Okay. Now, I recommend, though, it always works better with therapy. Use our BetterHelp code. And I don't say that to make money. I say that to, like, use something or go to your therapist. But
it does work better because you're trying to fix a problem with not just at one angle. You're approaching a problem at several angles.
My psychopharm teacher said this. Think of it, we're not healing the bone, but the medicine helps stabilize the cast so the bone can heal itself.
Right.
Maybe somebody needed to hear that today. I said it, and I'm like, maybe I needed to hear that today.
Ooh.
You never know.
I love beds.
We know. We're familiar. Unlike Dee Dee, we are familiar. We just have
Ray Gun to the bridge. Ray Gun to the bridge.
Yeah, we get that.
She's going to let her go, right?
I think so. I think that's all I have. And y'all, this is the only thing I wrote down. I think she's say bye-bye to Ray Gun. I don't think we'll miss her.
I don't think we'll miss her.
I think
it'll be more exciting with Courtney on the boat anyway.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I really don't think Dave's going to make it much longer.
I don't know how. I don't know. I can't go into it.
Because I think, like, this is Charter 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They've like got
episode
six
four.
More.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's going to...
It's... Not like this is this is episode four of a 18 episode show.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, rough. Manifest it.
All right,
that's
y'all.
The show.
Have a good week, y'all. We hope that you're not burning up wherever you are. I hope the weather's cooperating a little bit. Again, we're thinking of our sissies in Kentucky dealing with those floods. That's horrible, horrible.
Our thoughts are with you guys.
Thoughts and love are with you guys. Y'all, go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to our Twitter, Reality Gaze. And go
Pod,
thank you. Reality Gaze Pod for Twitter. TikTok is Reality Gaze. We tried to get them all the same. Didn't happen.
Some fucker bought all of it.
Yeah, so what are we going to do? Yeah,
so there are two groups of people who should be ritually burned. People who buy up names for that of existing things so they can get all their socials.
Keep going.
And people who say, I can't hear you. like I talked about on the Badoo, on the Badoo thing. I swear to God, if I ever, if someone says I can't hear you to me, I'll just punch him in the face.
And on that note, y'all, we'll see you next week. But until then,
anchors again.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.